So for gratitude, the advice I would give is very, very simple. Adapt it to where you need to in your life, but just at the end of the day, before you go to bed, record in a notepad next to your bed or in your phone or write it on the shower screen door or discuss it with your partner or family. Answer this question. What are three things that went well for me today? That's it. What are three things that went well for me? Not three things you're grateful for, because you'll think on the big, tangible stuff and you'll run out after a few days and you'll get bored. You'll stop doing it. What are three things that went well for me today? The research says, research that's been cited over 6,000 times now in academic papers says, if you do this, you become happier, your mental health improves, and that's a very quick synopsis of a whole lot of great things that happened. So what are three things that went well for me?
Empathy?
Empathy. I'm going to give you an example of something you can do which is really relevant to what we're going through right now. Write down a list of 10 people that you have been thinking about a lot throughout this crisis. So it could be someone who's in a vulnerable age group. It could be a friend who's lost their job or their livelihood. Or maybe it's just someone you've been thinking about that you miss a lot. Write a list of 10 people, and every day you get up, choose one person off that list that you're going to do something for. Now, it doesn't have to be an outrageous act of kindness. It could be writing someone a text message, a really supportive text message. It could be doing someone shopping for them. It could be writing. So I wrote a letter to someone the other day. It could be something as simple as that. Mm-hmm. But choose someone off the list. And it's great for that person, but you watch what it does for you. So often when you then are writing what went well for you during the day, it'll be the thing that you did for someone else. And the third one, mindfulness. I gave the example of walking a lap of the block and listening to what you can hear. You might want to make more of a commitment to it if you're thinking, yeah, I think I need more of this. And it sounds like maybe that's for you.
So just tune in, listen, and keep listening, and try and remain present in the space of that one lap around your block.
Yeah, totally, totally. And I would also suggest there are many apps out there which are very good at teaching mindfulness. There's a very good one called the Resilience Project.
There
you
is.
You don't have to use ours. There's a great one, a beauty by a neuroscientist called Sam Harris. That's called Waking Up with Sam. It's an educational course, plus you do the meditations. So that might be an option for
you. Waking Up with Sam is one, but the other that I will put in front of all is the Resilience Project, finding happiness through those three principles we've touched on: gratitude, empathy, and mindfulness. And we have touched on them with the one and only author of that book, The Resilience Project, and the founding director of that same enterprise, Hugh Van Kylenberg. It's been an absolute pleasure to catch up with you, Hugh.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
All the best.